Time for our weekly visit with our Boston-based commentator and star of the afternoons here on our network, Howie Carr. Good morning, Howie. How are you?
Good morning, George. I think it's the global warming that's hitting your computers today. You know, I mean, I just heard that weather report. It's now I think we can call it mid-May, and the high is going to be 44 degrees.
Oh, it's hot.
How much more of this global warming can we take?
It's horrible. It's terrible. I came back from Florida, and I think in the time I've been back, there's been one day that hits 70. But we live here. This is where we are. Howie, I've been out, frankly, last couple of days struggling with a spring cold here. What's going on in your world?
Well, I'm enjoying the collusion, delusion, hoax collapse in Washington, D.C. They've gone from talking about the so-called Russian collusion. Now they're saying there's a cover-up of the report that exonerates the president that there was no Russian collusion. I think it's getting weaker and weaker, and I'm looking forward to all the FISA abuse, the warrant applications. It's amazing, Chris. What are you told as a police officer? Are you allowed to lie when you seek a warrant in court to go after somebody?
Can you?
Go ahead.
We certainly, as you know, Howie Carr, we certainly are not.
Isn't this amazing? I mean, aren't you appalled by what you read? But they were just, apparently, it just gets worse and worse. The FBI knew that that this report was totally bogus and phony. And even John Kerry's State Department was telling him that this guy Chris Steele was ridiculous. He went to the State Department and he said the Russians are running this massive hacking operation with emigres getting into U.S. Political operations. And he said, and all the payoffs are being made through the Russian consulate in Miami. And the person he was talking to at the State Department immediately wired the FBI and said, this guy is full of excrement. There is no Russian consulate in Miami. And yet they still went ahead a couple of days later and go before the FISA, the secret court, you know, where nobody has, you know, ex parte, as they say, you know, only one side is represented. And they seek a warrant based on this guy's nonsense that he's just concocted out of whole cloth. It's just amazing. And the Democrats don't care. They're just trying to change the subject. I'm shocked. I'm not shocked, but I'm appalled, I should say.
Howie Carr, who's, by the way, on WVOM, on The Voice of Maine. You can hear Howie every day at 3 o'clock on the radio with George Hale and I. This is Chris Greeley filling in for Rick Tyler. Howie, does this ever end, or is this going to continue for the next year and a half until the next presidential election?
I think it's just going to drag on, Chris. You know, the Dems are trying to, play wag the dog or hide the ball, whatever you want to call it. They're just trying to change the subject and, you know, concoct this ridiculous behavior. You know, another thing, Chris, you know how grand jury material works. You're not supposed to release grand jury evidence, especially if there's an ongoing case.
That's right.
And the Democrats were basically telling Barr, we want to see the grand jury testimony. So if you don't violate the law, because there's a federal law on the books against releasing grand jury testimony that's secret, and if you don't violate the law, we're going to find you in contempt of court, in contempt of Congress. I mean, it's just absurd on its face. They're not going to get anywhere with this in a court of law. This is just an attempt to, you know, manipulate the narrative with their low info voters. And I don't know. I don't think it's going to work. But it's really it's fascinating to see this thing unfold, to see how the much of the mainstream media is trying to help the Democrats in the deep state with this attempt. They don't care about due process. They don't care about the federal law. They don't care about people's civil liberties. I mean, the thought. I mean, when you were running as a state rep, Chris, and you were on the police department, and suppose someone put up a sign for the guy that was running against you, do you think you would be justified in opening an investigation of the guy who had a sign for your opponent?
No, obviously not, Howie. I would have lost my job.
I mean, it's sort of the same thing.
It
isn't
is.
It? What,
it is.
What was going on?
Yeah, that's a very good analogy. That's exactly right.
And they claim, Comey was on again on TV last night on CNN, you know, another softball town hall with Anderson Cooper. And he's saying, oh, it was totally justified. They sent this woman, a blonde bombshell, could barely speak English. Her name was Azra Turk. They sent her to try to basically seduce George Papadopoulos, who was this coffee boy, as President Trump calls him, in the campaign, just because they were looking for a pretext to start an investigation. Or, you know, they were already had the investigation going, but they were trying to backfill it. You know, I mean, you, Chris, and again, this is another thing, you know, from police academy. You don't have to go to law school. I mean, the fruit of the poison tree. I mean, if you start an investigation with a lie or falsified evidence, I mean, everything that flows from the investigation is not admissible in court, because you started the investigation with a false premise. And this is another thing. I mean, even if there was some collusion, which we now know there was zero collusion between Trump and Russia, it wouldn't be admissible in court, because they went about it the wrong way. Did you see Giuliani has gone over to Ukraine, the president's lawyer, the former mayor of New York, and he's going to urge the Ukrainians to continue their investigation into all this nonsense, because a lot of this stuff came out of Ukraine. And also Joe Biden was pressuring Ukraine to drop an investigation of a company that his son Hunter was involved in and was getting millions of dollars from. So this is pretty interesting that this is going on. And Rudy said we're not meddling in an election, we're meddling in an investigation, and that's not against the law. I love that quote that he gave the New York Times.
We are listening to the voice of Howie Carr from the Howie Carr Show. You can listen to Howie Carr on The Voice of Maine at 3 o'clock every day, 3 o'clock every afternoon. This is Chris Greeley filling in for Rick Tyler today. George Hale, any words of wisdom as we're wrapping up this segment with Howie Carr?
Yeah, take aspirin and take to go to bed. Howie, it's kind of interesting. The Red Sox went down to Washington yesterday. Some went, some didn't go. It played pretty well, I thought. Yeah, I cover things like that. I thought it, you know, all in all, the media, I think, you know, they played it in Boston. They played it up a little bit, but it kind of went by as another day, another story.
Yeah, I was amused that John Henry, the owner of the Red Sox, who also owns the Boston Globe, which is, tries to be a mini New York Times or a mini Washington Post, and being anti-Trump and all these columnists that are afflicted with Trump derangement syndrome, and there he is standing directly behind the president. And then when the players started talking, the president of the United States is standing right next to John Henry, and it was I found it very amusing. I'm looking forward to seeing how the Globe the print edition today plays the picture on the. I assume it'll be on the front page, but I'd love to see a picture on the front page of John Henry standing next to Donald Trump. Pretty humorous.
I was interested in the tweet that Steve Buckley sent out, because I've worked some games with Buckley, by the way, in the past. He was years ago. Yeah, I knew him fairly well, and he said the White Sox, the Red Sox became the White Sox when they went there. And I know what he meant, and he took a lot of heat. In fact, they had him on I guess one of the networks last night. Is he still at the Herald?
No, he's at some different one of these online publications. But all these sports writers have become very woke, and they've all turned into snowflakes. They're probably even more left wing in general, the sports writers, than the political reporters. So they're always trying to out PC one another, and that's what I think Buckley just sees it as a good career move to become as left wing as he can. You know, he's from Cambridge, and he's gay, and you know, it's part of his whole persona now to be a woke Democrat, you know, afflicted with Trump derangement syndrome. So I don't know. It's pretty predictable.
What's on your agenda to sell us? Did he get a book?
Yes, I just sent the final edition of Ratman. That's the story of the trial and conviction of Whitey Bulger. I sent a new introduction over with the story of his murder, which is coming back for Father's Day. So we're selling that. It'll be available in about 3 weeks. We'll get it to you for Father's Day. We'll give you Ratman, the final edition of Ratman with the story of Whitey's murder, and Plug Uglies, which is a coffee table type book about Boston organized crime. Hundreds and hundreds of mugshots. You know how much I love mugshots, Chris.
These are
old ones from the 50s and the 60s. They're great. They're much higher quality with lower quality equipment back in those days, believe it or not. So you got Plug Uglies and you get Ratman, two fine paperback edition books for $14.99. It's a great Father's Day gift, and it's only for today, the special deal, $14.99 for Plug Uglies and the last edition of Ratman. And go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. HowieCarshow.com and click on store. The offer ends today.
I can tell you one thing, as someone who's read a number of your books, Howie Carr, that I think the photographs are as much a reason to buy the books as the written word. The pictures are awesome.
I know. I got the cops. You know, they weren't keeping these things because most of the people were dead or, you know, long retired, and they would just give me hundreds of mug shots. And so I decided I didn't want to waste them, and I didn't want to lose them in some warehouse somewhere. So I put hundreds of them in this book, Plug Uglies, and it's just they're really fascinating. I love mug shots from anywhere. You know, they're hilarious, and it's a shame that some states are making them harder and harder to get now. You know, because we have to worry about the people who are getting arrested and their self esteem when people are laughing at their neck tattoos.
Howie Carr, Boston-based talk show host, will be on this afternoon in a show, and I'm sure we'll have a huge audience. Howie, we'll talk to you next week. We thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye, bye, guys.